Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media at mandatory minicamp in Owings Mills.
I haven't seen you guys in a minute, you know, it's been a minute. There's a lot of things where I think I can improve personally, but I think it's all about the team. And personally, and as a team, we came up short. So there's always room to get better. And part of being here, like pretty much the entire time, is that, you know, I love this. You know, it's my job, and I love what I do. And so it's just about finding little ways to get better. But I think there's ways all across the field, whether that's, you know, certain ways to beat different blocks, maybe route recognition even quicker, things like that. So I think there's a numerous amounts of things, and it's always about getting better, because if you're not getting better, you're getting worse, in my opinion.
Was the route recognition to credit for your interception today, or what happened on that one?
No, I just knew most quarterbacks are taught, and then I knew we had some pressure going, so I knew most quarterbacks are taught when the defender back is turned, going up the middle shoot, just to lay it up. So I knew I had to get my back turned, and then somehow made a play.
Roquan, when you think back to when you first met Zach Moore, how did you guys kind of build trust in one another and start to build that bond? Obviously, he's in a bigger job now, but how did you build that relationship?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm extremely proud of Zio, happy for him. And, you know, the way he worked, guy busts his tail day in and day out. Career ended short because he probably would still be playing right now if it wasn't for that. But I think it started from when I first got here, when I first got traded. My first day here, I remember him going up to his office, me going over pretty much every play. There was a lot. My head was spinning a little bit, but like how he was very patient with me and was able to teach the information that I would need in order to succeed with playing a game within like 6 days. So I think that's just a credit to like how he get down, how he's about his business. And I'm just excited for him to show the world exactly how he called a game and how he motivates defense like no other. Yeah, no, for sure. With D-Han, it's a lot more chill right now because it's OTAs, mini camp. He don't have on his pads, so this is not his strong suit more. So it's when he put his pads on, that's when he become that demon and whatnot. But it's great being able to line up across from that guy, one of the best backs of our generation. Got a mad respect for him and all the things he's accomplished. And I still see he has a lot of tread left on the tire, so I'm just excited for him to show the world exactly what he can do. And, yeah, lining up against across from him is a lot different than lining up to go to war with him.
Roquan, you talked about team success. You guys last season were number one in sacks, turnovers, and points allowed. How do you hold yourself to that same standard going into this year?
Last year doesn't matter anymore. It's a new year, new team, but we still have a lot of these dogs on the team. And it's just about staying hungry. We hunt as a pack, and just like I think – of like safaris and things like that, like a pack of hyenas, like lions or whoever it is, don't really want to run up on those guys. So I feel like we got that kind of mindset and guys on all three levels. And we play hard, and effort is something that we'll never question, and just being relentless in everything we do. And I feel like if we do that, our talent would take care of everything else.
Roquan, we got a lot of chance to see Trent in OTAs and this week. In your eyes,
yeah, no, I think he's going to surprise a lot of people, man. He's still learning for sure, but I just think the way he don't make the same mistakes over and over every day. He learned from his mistakes, and I think that's crucial when you're young, being able not to make the same mistakes twice. And I don't think I know he don't understand how fast, how explosive, and how powerful he is. But once he actually understand that, which I think will be very soon, watch out.
Roquan, how beneficial is it having Zach Orr as a defensive coordinator playing the same position that you play? Like, does that kind of help that relationship in helping it evolve?
Yeah, no, absolutely. With him being a former linebacker, playing in it, playing at an all-pro level, not many people can say they've done that and then switch over to the coaching transition. I think it definitely helps out. We see things a lot similar. He played backer in this league, so the way he saw things as a backer, he kind of teach it from that, which I think makes things a lot easier to understand. So I think it's going to be great, and I'm just excited to put it on display this fall. But, you know, there's a process in place, and I'm respectful of that. Step up to the plate, and whatever comes, he's going to throw everything he got, and he's going to be prepared like no other. And I got the utmost respect for him and the utmost confidence that he's going to do the job with flying colors. I don't think there's any other questions to be asked about that.
Is there stuff you do off the field to increase that sense of partnership with Trenton? I mean, like, were you texting him, you know, during the offseason? I mean, is there something that we don't see that's building?
Yeah, no, we're definitely building a relationship. Feel like last year was a little different, younger guy, you know, head spinning all over the place and whatnot. But there's numerous things that we do now starting the offseason. We're actually going to take a trip together and then going to lunch, dinners, and things like that, and kind of understanding. Because I think once you understand an individual, you're able to, you know, get closer with them, and being able to understand a person that makes them lean on you a little bit more, and like actually know what gets them going and what like kind of, you know, ticks a person. I think that's just all part of understanding someone.
Where are you going?
We'll talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I did. So, yeah, Machu Picchu, that was amazing. One of the seven wonders of the world. Like, I recommend you go. And then learning about the history of the Incans and whatnot, which I think is pretty awesome. And then I'm a history guy, and just being able to go see that and experience that. I actually went there with running, so it was pretty unique, and that's one of them. So I got to get to a couple more though.
All right, thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.